Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for you. Whether it's the first time you've ever heard our show or you're a regular listener, I'm so grateful to you because being able to take this little bit of time in your life and really pour some information into you that can help you be the best version of yourself and to thrive in your life and business. I can't even begin to describe to you how amazingly exciting it is for me. I've said many times, doing the radio show is like my guilty pleasure. I have to keep reminding myself that it is actually a part of what Kathy and I do in business. I would do it for free, but I'm glad that I can use it as one of the major vehicles that we use to bring just some amazing, and I can't say that enough, amazing people to you. We've had Matthew Knowles and Lisa Nichols, people like Don Crowther, great friends of mine like Dr. Donald Joy and Ernie Villanueva that have been in my life for years, people that have helped shape and mold me into the man that I'm striving to be every day. And I appreciate you being here to allow us to share this little piece of your day, this little piece of your week with you to help you thrive. Our main website is wehelpyouthrive.com on purpose, because more than anything, we want to help you thrive. I hope that you are thriving today. And the reason why I'm going on and on about this today is because I really want to dive down deep inside of you and help you really make some shifts, turn some corners, possibly even shatter some ceilings that you've put in your life to live an amazing life. There are some things that have come into our lives that are there for one reason only, and that's to help us be better people. And we're going to be talking to some amazing, and I say this about all my authors because they really are, but some really amazing people who have shared their little part of the world. Kathy and I make bestsellers every day. It's what we do. It's what we love to do. But the truth is behind that, what we really are doing is helping people who are changing the world make just a little shift in the world. Authors, speakers, coaches, people who have been through something. And that could be you too. You've had experiences in your life, and there are other people who are experiencing now something that you've been through that would so greatly benefit from the wisdom that you've gleaned through the experiences that you've come through in life. It's so interesting. I was actually talking to somebody the other day, part of a book that we're working on that's going to be coming out in a month or so. And she says in that, nobody gets through life unscathed. And I just loved that phrase that she used in it because it's so true. I mean, it would be perfect. I wish that there was a way that I could give you a life that had no problems, no worries, no financial stresses. You always got along with your spouse. Every time you presented something to a client, you had 100% close. But that's just not real life. People say no to us. Clients, customers get upset. Sometimes we make mistakes and we fall short of the person that we want to be. That's life. But there is always more. And when you know more, you can do more. As you grow, you can go from better to better to better. And when those bumps happen, when we trip and fall, it is simply an opportunity for us to get up and be that much better because we've had an experience in life. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not wishing bad experiences on any of you. If I could wave a magic wand and help you live the perfect life, I would do it. That's the heart of who I am as a person. But since I can't do that, what I can help you do is take those things that you've come through, turn that trash into a treasure that can allow somebody else that's going through it to see a light at the end of the tunnel, to maybe not be in it as long as you had to be in it, to know that there is a way to come out of those kind of things in our life. That's what today's whole entire episode is about. Like I said, we're going to present to you some amazing best-selling authors and their great stories, and the thread that connects each of them was really actually kind of fun for me to see, because I don't necessarily always know in advance whose books are coming up, what topics. And I try to keep them somewhat organized, but it's interesting to see just how the thread does weave through people doing very different things that are making huge impacts in the world, and yet there is connectivity in there. And today, the main connection that I want to really encourage you to look for, to learn, and to take is you inside of your mind. For those of us that have been doing coaching for a while, or even somebody who just started, the first thing you need to learn is that mindset is number one. Anything you want to do in life, you want to lose weight, you want to start a new workout routine, you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, you want to start a new business. Any of those things, they all tie into, first and foremost, your mindset. As you think, you will be. The things that we feed our brain and that we allow our brain to focus on are the things that are going to grow, and the things that we will no longer accept in our life, those are the things that we can cut off at the root and move forward from. So today we're going to dive deep into your mindset and help you come out to a more successful, better place right here during this hour. I encourage you to stick around for every single one of these books and to really dive deep with us today as we look deeply into what is it on the inside of us that we can change so that we can live the best version of our life possible. That's what I want for you. I want every day to be better and better and better so that you can thrive. And that's what we're here to help you do. We help you thrive. We are going to talk today about how you can make that switch mentally and live a better life today on Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. First off, when we're talking about our mindset, we need to talk about those things in life that are outside of our control. In order to have the right mindset, the very first thing that we need to learn is acceptance. There are events that happen in our life that we feel completely out of control over. They feel like a wave that's going to drown us. And yet, through those circumstances, some of the most amazing gifts can come into our life. Autism is one of those that often we don't really think of as a gift when we have a child that's diagnosed with autism, and yet there are some amazing gifts that come through that. And today we want to talk with our good friend, Dr. Allie Alicia Griffith. She has a new book called Amazing Gift, A Journey to Autism Acceptance. Dr. Allie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
I'm really excited to talk about your book. Tell people that aren't familiar with your background, you know, the background that you have in dealing with people with autism.
Wow. I am, I'm an audiologist and speech language pathologist by trade. I have also been working with children on the autism spectrum close to 20 years. Pretty much almost 17 years now. And then I was given my beautiful gift approximately 10 years ago.
And tell us about that. I mean, you've worked with the children with autism, and it seems like you would just be the perfectly prepared person to deal with a child that has autism. But what was it like in reality?
So the reality is, when it came to working with children with autism or being around them and connecting with them, I had an innate gift within myself where it was just so easy, it just flowed. Initially, I was very scared and nervous of the difference when I was in college and I was first introduced to the field of autism. And as I surrounded myself with it more and I became more interested in the individuals and more attached and connected to the individuals, it just created internal fascination within me. So I always had a preference to working around people that were differently able. This was wonderful when it wasn't anything that was personal. When I started to see the signs within my son, I was stuck. I was dumbfounded. It came to me like a blast, like, wow, no, not me. So I saw so many parents dealing with the diagnosis and dealing with trying to cope with this quote-unquote autism. And I helped them with the preparation stage. I helped them to become comfortable with the stage. But when it hit home and it became my son, my heart, my little helpless one at that time, I said, no, not me. Why me? Until I realized there is a reason for me.
So, and I just find it so amazing, you know, in your book, you talk a lot about that journey that you had to go on, just like everybody else does. And I think that's the part that's the most interesting for me, is the fact that with all the education, all the experience, you still had to go through the very same journey that every parent goes through when they discover that their child has autism.
Absolutely. It just reminded me that it didn't matter how much education or experience that you may have in a field, when it hits close to home and you go through the process of denial and then you go through the process of blame on yourself and anger and then trying to say, well, God, if you do this for me, I'll do this, which is a form of bargaining, until being introduced to so many concepts of the secret and shifting my mindset and realizing that, you know, this is not a bad thing. This is actually a good thing. Seeing the good in others is always great, but when it comes to your own life, it always becomes a little harder to see it within those lens until you actually start to take yourself out of it again. And that's what I had to do for myself. I had to remove myself from it for a second and look at it from the outside and then get back in it and begin the acceptance stage.
And the book is called Amazing Gift. There are so many gifts that you talk about that your son is in your life, but if you had to just pick just one, what is maybe your favorite gift that having a child with autism has done for you?
Patience. Mm. Patience. He has taught me the act of patience. And I'm just going to throw in, and receiving life with a smile. Mm. Yeah, definitely patience. Because in order to really relate with him and to really connect with him, I have to have a patience. I have to have a level of patience within me. So I'd realize when I didn't have it, I would see the blockage in terms of us connecting. So as I began to realize, okay, the more patient I am, the more we can connect. And then I began to apply that in my life with every relationship that I had to have. I needed patience to be able to receive that person.
I love how God has a way of bringing into our life exactly the thing that we need to make us better people, and it comes so often wrapped in a wrapper that we're not expecting, and yet at the end of the day, it really is absolutely that thing that makes us a better person.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just to be able to see the beauty in all experiences that we have, that in itself, when you're in it, you think of, woe is me, oh no, why me? And then when you begin to see, but there's beauty in this, but there's great in this, but there's greatness in this, and therefore there's greatness within that person and in myself. So God is amazing, the way he does things. You totally don't see it when you're in it. Hence the reasons why I'm sharing this with other readers and other moms like me and others that are interested in the field or the topic of autism or the life of autism, because I want them to see it from the outside and then try and put themselves in the inside to realize that there's beauty in everything around.
Between your personal experience and your work experience with parents that have a child that's diagnosed with autism, I know there's just a whole spectrum of things that a person goes through, but what would you say is the biggest resistance that really holds people back from getting to that place of acceptance?
It depends on what part in their lives you get them. I usually get parents at the point of diagnosis, and the diagnosis is a lot of denial, which is, okay, my child may just not be speaking at the age of 2 or 3, or they're a late bloomer, or boys, you know, they do things differently. They are at a point of denial where they're not ready to accept the difference that is within their child. So that's usually the biggest one that I would see at the beginning of the diagnosis era. However, when they're living with the child with autism, you see a lot of anger, and frustration. Sometimes the anger is towards themselves, and sometimes the anger is towards their child.
Mm. I can understand that. You know, it's one of the reasons why I love your book so much is because there's a lot of good material out there, but a lot of it is kind of, arm's length, a step away. This is the things that as a professional you need to do. And I love how in your book, you're just basically walking through, hey, you know, I'm right here with you. These are the things that I've been through. These are the things that I experience every day. And this is the secrets that I've found, you know, really help me be able to, not just accept it, but really see how amazing this gift really is.
Absolutely. I wanted moms to know, I wanted others out there to know that they were not alone in this journey, and that even though you may see me as a professional, I'm going through the same thing that you're going through in my home. I'm going through the moments when your child doesn't want to do homework or doesn't want to eat their dinner because they're picky eaters, and you're trying everything that you can think of to get them to do the things that you need them to do. I wanted parents to know that the frustration they may feel, the anger they may feel, those moments when you're just maybe at your lows, that you're not alone at that lows, that there are others right there with you. And together we can help you to get out of that low. We can help you to start seeing the gift. We can help you to start knowing the choices, the alternatives, the other things that others may have done before that we can learn also. I'm still growing in this process. My son is only 10, and I understand there's so much more ahead of him. But I had to stop and think to myself, I can't keep this information, this knowledge, this experience, this special gift that God has given me to myself. I have to start to create a place where other parents can feel, oh, she's just like me. Oh, she understands.
Hmm. The book is called Amazing Gift, A Journey to Autism Acceptance. It's by Alicia Griffith, better known as Dr. Allie. And really, I do encourage you to go out and get this book. Amazing is spelled AUMAZING. Gift, Amazing Gift, A Journey to Autism Acceptance. Dr. Allie, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on the show today, sharing both your journey as well as a little bit of insight into how we can take that journey to acceptance.
Absolutely. My goal is for that journey to not only be within our autism community, but to also be for others out there. Everyone out there pretty much has 6 degrees of separation from autism. If you do not have a child with autism, you'll have a friend that you know or a family member that you know. We all will experience autism at some point in our lives. So it's time for us to start moving from autism awareness to now autism acceptance. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to help with that journey.
Get Amazing Gift, A Journey to Autism Acceptance on Amazon today. There are some things in life that when you first have them presented to you, they just don't feel fair. They just seem like the world, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, is picking on you. But the truth of the matter is that sometimes those things are the greatest gifts in our life. And as we learn acceptance, we can truly be more amazing ourselves, as well as see just how amazing those gifts in our life are. We'll be right back after this message here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We are here today sharing some of our amazing best-selling authors from BestsellersGuild.com. We help people not just write books, but write bestsellers, and we're so glad to get to share them with you. In the last segment, Dr. Alicia Griffith shared with us not only her experience with autism as a professional, but also the journey that she had to go through learning just how amazing the gift that her son, who has autism, is in her life. It's a journey that nobody wants to go on, and yet has been such a blessing for her to go through and to help share with others. And that's the big thing that I want to really help encourage you is we all go through things that we cannot control. T.D. Jakes, I quote him all the time because I love this statement. You know, he says, God cared more about you being in existence than he did the two people that it took in order for you to exist. In one microsecond of time, two specific people, flawed as they were, got together to create you. And you're so intricately important to the world that in spite of their flaws, you had to exist because you have something that you need to contribute, that you need to do. You have a purpose for this world. And I want to encourage you today to really think about just how important your existence is. It's so easy for us to buy into a message that tells us that we're less than, that we're not good enough, that what we do doesn't really matter. But I guarantee you, every single thing that you are, every single thing that you do is so important and it so matters. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a reason, and the world needs you. I really want to encourage you that you need to take a look at what are the things that you say to yourself mentally. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't spring out of bed first thing in the morning and just am like, glory, hallelujah, it's a great day. I'm not a great morning person to begin with. And I have struggles in my life just like everybody else does. I've shared with you, you know, my struggles that I've had with my weight. And some of the issues that we've had growing up, you know, I didn't come from a rich family. And we've all dealt with things. And it's in the sharing and in the going through and the growing in, and even sometimes in spite of, it's in those places that we find ourselves really, truly being a blessing to the world. And that's really more than anything the point is that we don't need to limit ourselves. We need to expand our mind and know that there is a purpose for each of us. In life, there are a lot of things that we put limits on ourselves. And once we put those limits, they become as high as we can go. And yet, much like we've heard in corporate world, those things really truly are just glass ceilings that most definitely can be shattered through and overcome. And today I want to talk to you with a good friend and a really great new author, Winnie McCauley, who is got a great book that's called Shatter Your Glass Ceiling. It's a book to help you journey above those limits that you put on yourself. Winnie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve, for having me on your show today. I'm glad to be able to share about my book, Shatter Your Glass Ceiling, because this is a journey that I have traveled, and I'd be glad to share with the listeners my journey in the book.
Well, and I love, you were just telling me just before we started the interview that you come from a relatively humble place where the people have, kind of bought into a message that they're not good enough and they can't do over a certain thing. And I love that you are using it to help the people around you be able to, really truly shatter the ceilings that they've created in their life too.
Yes, I do. And I'm so happy that this book will come out, because by having this book out, they'll be able to see that they can actually shatter their own glass ceiling. Because when I look at myself, where I came from, and when I remember my humble home, when I remember my family, I know for sure one thing, that they believe they're not good enough. And I believe there are so many listeners who feel the same. And when you feel that you're not good enough, for sure you will not be able to move from that place. You get stuck in that place.
It reminds me of the old saying, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
That's true. Whatever you think, you're right. And if you believe that you can't, you can't. If you believe you can, you can. But how do you then have this mindset to believe that you can? If the people around you, the people you know, the environment doesn't show you that you can, for sure, you're going to live with the belief that you can't. And that is what happened to my life. Because right now, as a CEO of an international company, I travel. I never thought one bit I'd be able to be where I am today. I never had anybody who I could look up upon and say, one day I will be able to do this. And I remember one time my dad saying, do you see those aeroplanes up there? You can travel with those. And I thought, that is a far dream. And today, when I look at that, when I travel, I say it was not far. It was there. But because I didn't have anybody close to me who had traveled, I could not imagine it could be a reality.
And it really does have to do with when you change your perspective, your whole life can actually change. You can go places and do things that you never thought were possible. But in the end, the first step in that is you've got to try.
You have to try, that's for sure. And in my book, Shatter Your Glass Ceiling, one of the things that I had to face, because shattering your glass ceiling, that is an internal journey. You've got to deal with the beliefs that you have for yourself about what is possible. What do you think is possible for you? Because if you don't know what is possible for you, you'll not be able to do anything. When you know what is possible for you, you are going to be able to move. I did not believe that I was smart enough or as good enough to be able to lead, or to lead even myself. And I think that is where I started my internal journey, to discover what values did I have. Did they work for me? What did I need to let go? Because when I now knew that I've got to let some of the beliefs I had about myself, I was able to lead myself. I remember an occasion where I was unable to to take a leadership position in school. And I share this in my book because these are opportunities that come in your life. But because you are not sure, because you are scared, you feel that you are not good enough to lead. I did not believe I could lead. And therefore, I went to the deputy head and the authorities and I asked, please leave me. I'm not going to be able to lead anyone. I believe that was not coming from outside because it was coming from me. Where did I have the fear that I could not lead? Why is it that the school thought that I could be able to lead? It means on the outside they could see the potential, but within me I did not see that. And that happened many times because when I joined the high school, the same thing happened. The outside was saying I was ready, I was able, but within me I was saying I'm not good enough, I cannot be a leader. And I started my journey to find out what is it that I believe about myself that makes me not accept that I'm a leader.
I think that's a good piece of advice for everybody. Ask yourself, what is it within me that is limiting my belief and creating a glass ceiling over me? I really hope people will get the book. It's called Shatter Your Glass Ceiling by Winnie McCauley. And it is an amazing book, one of our newest bestsellers. And we're so looking forward to you being able to shatter your glass ceiling through reading the book. You can get it on Amazon.com today. Winnie, thanks so much for spending the time with us today talking about your book and your amazing journey from the young child that you were to the international, powerful woman that you are now.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. And I hope that other people will also shatter the glass ceiling and remove this limit. Because we too can shatter our glass ceiling. Thank you.
Have you created a glass ceiling in your life? Are you limiting your life and your business because of the words that you're telling yourself about you? Think about that. I want you to take this commercial break and I want you to just really sit down and maybe even write out. In fact, tweet to us, hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur. This is something that I'm willing to let go of today. It could be your belief around money. It could be your belief about what job you're eligible for. Any of those kind of things. Write it down, tweet it out to us, and then we're looking forward to seeing those as you begin to tweet them out. We'll be looking for them. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelp.com. youthrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Just want to check in with you. Make sure you're doing okay. How are you doing mentally? What are you saying to yourself? What are you doing for yourself as you listen to this episode? It's really important for you to accept the things that are as they are. Things come at us from outside of us that we can't control, but we can learn to accept them and overcome in the situations that we're in. There are things, though, that we place on top of ourselves that tell us this is as good as our business can get. This is as far as a person as I can go. This is the most I can do. And those are things that I encourage you today to shatter through, just like a glass ceiling that you can overcome and become more of because of. Lastly, we want to talk about the things that you need to shift, things that you have felt, thought, done a certain way, and now you need to take them a completely different direction. It is so empowering when you embrace the fact that you have the power, you have the ability to turn, to transform, to change the direction that you are going from where you have been heading to where you should be heading or to where you could be going if you accept it. Are you ready to take that challenge? I hope so, because I'm really spending this whole entire hour today really helping to challenge you to have the right mindset that can empower you to live a great life and have an amazing business. Money. It's both one of the most amazing as well as most horrible things that we have in our lives and our business. I know you all agree. You know, I mean, people talk about in marriages, one of the biggest arguments is over money. In business, we're always looking for more things to have with money. But what we need to have is the right perspective of money. And so to help us make a big money shift today, we're joined by Mimi Quick, and we're going to talk about her new book, Your Big Money Shift. Mimi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
So tell us, you know, what is the shift that people really should make to have the right perspective on money?
Absolutely. The shift that everyone, and I pray that everyone gets to have, is that inner shift with money. And, you know, we see money as this outside thing, you know, it's a substance, it's something we can touch or now pull out our credit cards and use. But there's an internal connection to money through our beliefs and through the way that we think about money. And so once a person makes an internal shift through their mind, the way that they think about it, and the way that they feel about it, they can create a big money shift.
Mm. What would you say is the number one thing that people think or feel about money that really holds them back?
Wow, that's a great question. The biggest thing that I've seen over the years helping entrepreneurs and women, and a lot of great men too, work through this is that they don't feel worthy of money. There's something that had happened in their lives way back when, that whether it was, you know, as they were growing up, that made them very suspicious of money, very scared of it. So to pinpoint the number one thing, I think it would have to boil down to what a person believes and then their worth of it, right? So they create some story about money, like money is evil, it's bad, only bad people have it. I don't want to be bad, so I can't, you know, prosper in my business. That's all false. Those things aren't true. So getting stuck in that belief, old belief patterning, and also the stuckness of then, you know, creating energy around that where people are feeling bad or depressed or I'm not worth it. And those are the things that they say. I think worse is probably the answer to your question.
Yeah. Well, and I think of, you know, the age-old phrase that even people who don't know anything about the Bible quote is that, you know, money is the root of all evil. And actually, that's not even what the verse says. But without going deep into that, you know, it has to do so much with that message that we're willing to accept in our world. I love what you said there. So we need to make a big shift. Not just, you know, like, yeah, I'd like to do a little bit, but we need to make a big shift. So I'm assuming that it probably means that we need to do something to really shock ourselves and then make a turn. What can you talk about that a little bit? You know, like, what kind of shocking thing could we do to really jar ourselves and make that shift?
Great question. Okay, so the first thing is that everybody gets really, really comfortable. They get comfortable with their bank account. They get comfortable, or maybe they're not really comfortable with it. They're like looking at it and going, how can I make more money? So you have to do something different. I think the shock, or what you're talking about, you know, what's the shocking thing that we can do, or what is that thing? How do we get out of it? Is when somebody says, no more of this. I'm not putting on, you know, the same old clothes. I'm going to go buy something really nice that reflects my worth and put it on, right? So then they start to feel good about themselves. Then they don't sit in that comfort zone of, oh, we have a budget of only this. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and spend all your money. What I'm saying is, if you've been sitting in a certain spot with money, the way to open yourself up from that and to create a big money shift is to look at the things that you're continuously doing that are giving you results or not giving you results. So you may have to go out and buy a pretty new dress, you know, or you may have to stop certain things that you're just not aware of that are being pulled out of your account. You know, like so many people have all these automatic withdrawal things going on and they don't even realize where money's going. So it's going to require you to shift somewhere and do something different. So get out of the unconscious, you know, your money place that you're at and the comfort of, okay, I've always done it this way. My parents have done it this way. I can't do it. You have to get out of that and into that new money story, money picture, money vision that you have for yourself. I don't know if that's shocking, but, you know, it can be for some people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember, and I've actually had this message come to me twice over the course of the last 10 years ish. You know, I was having conversations the first time with somebody about how you get completely out of debt. And, they were talking about, you know, you're stressed out about you'd like to get rid of this. I forget even what the number was, $10,000 or $20,000, so you could be debt free. Whereas there are other people who their financial situation is they'd like to also be debt free, but their number is like $2 or $3 million. And so it's about perspective. And then secondarily, you know, I just was talking to a coach of ours the other day and she was like, yeah, you know, you guys as monthly is this amount now each month that you have to make to cover everything for the company. Our business, our monthly nugget we have to make is $250,000. And I was like, oh, well, you know, compared to that, what we have to deal with is easy. So
exactly.
It really is about, you know, perspective.
Exactly. It's true. Yes. You know, I have many clients that work with me and the people, they're all across the board, right? So some are just starting a business, some have never had a business but notice that they're blocked and have received inheritances and all this stuff, but they don't know how to manage it. And it can kick up a lot of things within their thinking and then also create, like I said, certain vibrations or an energy within them that they may not like, right? So if they don't have a good relationship with money, if they've never been taught how to use money or utilize it or invest, then they're going to have certain hiccups along the road. They're going to maybe give it all away. or just spend it because they're not conscious of their beliefs and the old patterns that they are holding on to.
Mm. I hope everybody will really become conscious of their money patterns. And a great way to do that is to get Mimi's new book, Your Big Money Shift. It will be available starting on Wednesday the 6th on Amazon.com and will be available for you from then on. Whether you're listening live or you hear this a year from now, get Your Big Money Shift by Mimi Quick. Mimi, thanks so much for spending the time with us here today to talk about your book and help us all make a big money shift.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
I don't know about you, but I am ready for a big money shift in my life. I don't mean it from the standpoint of being like Scrooge McDuck, you know, where you're swimming through your piles and piles of gold, or like a dragon that just brings all the gold and jewels and cuddles up next to them, you know, and doesn't do anything. I'm talking about being a enormous conduit for money. Think of this in your mind. You know, if you've ever seen any of those great big giant water pipes that they put in under the ground, those kind of things, an enormous pipe that has as wide of an opening on the front and on the back and is open all the way through, no obstacles, no obstructions inside of it, but just simply clear, smooth ability to run all the way through it. And then think of gushing, rushing water going through it, full from top to bottom. How does that sound? How does that feel? Money coming into your life? Money flowing through your life? Money to meet your needs, but then money to impact the world on an enormous, on a huge, on a gigantic scale. How's that for a money shift for you? I hope every single one of you can grasp a hold of that and that you'll make that money shift today. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to bring to you best-selling authors here on the show. We have some amazing thought leaders that have been here on the show, and we've had some people who you maybe before they were on the show had never heard of, but are changing the world because of the mindset that they help you be able to overcome, because of the things that they help you be able to shift in your life to help you find acceptance, even in situations like autism that up front seem so difficult, and to shatter those glass ceilings that you've put in your own life that keep you from being the thriving success you were meant to be, you were born, and that you are destined to be. And of course, to be able to make that big money shift so that you can live prosperous in your life and in your business, to be a big blessing to the world and help people in need. The thing about it is that whether you have big dreams or small, no matter who you want to help in the world, whether it's, you know, your own family or countries, entire countries around the world, it takes money to be able to do that. And those kind of things are the kind of impact that you can make when you get your mind set right and you really begin to understand that it is all in your attitude. It's in how you think in your heart that determines the words that come out of your mouth and the actions that you do every day. I encourage you to join Kathy and I. For those of you that don't know Kathy, my amazing wife, she does such a great job of presenting to people who want to be writers, people that are authors, speakers, coaches, world changers in their own right, to help them see just how easy it is to be able to, for you to be our next best-selling author. We want that for you. We would love for you to come and join us. Bestsellersguild.com will take you right straight to our free Facebook group. If you ask to join, we'll let you join us, and we want to share with you how we help people become best-selling authors. We have a program put together, but we also have a community that allows you to be able to really meet with people who, just like you, are working on being a best-selling author. You know, statistically, 81% of people listening to this show, because 81% of the people in the entirety of the world want to write a book, only 5% of those 81% will ever actually write a book. We want, number one, to increase that number, and number two, to help you be one of the people that we help become a best-selling author. Kathy and I have as a goal that over the course of the remainder of our lifetime, to help in different avenues, 1 million people become best-selling authors, and we know we can do it. And that's one of the reasons why we have bestsellersguild.com as a free group for you to come in and join us and to really share with the world your brilliance, your uniqueness, that thing that you do with grace and ease. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of times what we find is the very thing that is your unique brilliance you have minimized in your own life, because it's so easy that what we assume is that it must be easy for everybody else. And yet I guarantee you there is somebody out there right now on Google that's searching, desperate, needing to know how to do the thing that you do casually. You do every day. You do it without even thinking about it. And yet if you were to share that with people, they would have their lives changed because of that new information. I hope today we presented you some new information and it helped you make some mindset shifts. And I encourage you to share what you know, what you've come through, where you are now. In life, there's always people that are 5 steps, 20 steps, 100 steps ahead of us. There are people that are at the same level that we're at. And there's also people that are 5 steps, 20 steps, 100 steps behind us. Our job is to reach forward, to look for people that can help us, but also reach back and help the people who are coming through where we've been to make it to their next level. I encourage you, what you have been through, who you are, what you have to share is important and is needed by the world. And we hope you will join us at bestsellersguild.com. Because remember, you are uniquely brilliant. There's nobody else in this world like you. You were created, specifically you, were created for a very specific purpose. And I guarantee you, the world needs you. We're not as good of a world without you. All of us need to come together and be the best version of ourselves that each of us can be. Know that Kathy and I are here to help you live every single day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you've had some breakthrough mindset transformations today. And I hope that it carries through. Until next time, live a great life and live as a thriving entrepreneur. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.